please welcome to the stage Mr. Andy Serkis. Lee Pick. Orlando Bloom. Evangeline Lilly. Richard Armitage. Peter Jackson. Martin Freeman. Sir Ian McKellen. Phil Lemoyne. Luke Evans. And Kelly Moore. Welcome, ladies and gents. Make yourself comfortable. We have a lot of questions to get through. I'm going to start off selfishly and rattle down the line, if that's okay. Andy, we'll start with you. You've been involved in both sides of this, of course, this whole journey of being behind the camera and in front of it. What are you going to take away from this experience that you've been able to do both sides of it?
It's very much, this whole journey for me has been extraordinary, both as a working on a new technology. Again, this kind of goes back to where Pete comes from as a filmmaker and his desire to push the envelope and to turn, you know, reach a point in filmmaking where visual effects suddenly becomes character. So the whole performance capture journey has been extraordinary from that point of view. But then also to be asked to direct a second unit was an enormous shock, but it really speaks to Pete's understanding of and the way that he collaborates with all of the cast members and all of the crew as a natural leader, as a brilliant filmmaker. His virtues are that he is the most incredibly generous human being, and I think to learn from a director who's an incredibly generous human being, you couldn't ever want a better mentor.
I think I'm going to have to hire you again then.
It's
Lee, you kind of steal the show with your horseback entry in this sort of thing. It kind of adds to his
elf back,
yeah. It kind of adds to his whole kind of presence and grandeur, doesn't it? Is that fun to kind of play with, to kind of even make it even more kind of powerful?
No, I mean, on set, that is basically, you put on this blonde wig, put on this silver armor, and you get a sit here, and then, okay, what's next? Because you're going to ride an up into a battle of five armies, nobody works here, and then you just kind of go for it.
I didn't show up last night, and I watched the movie back, and it's just extraordinary. This, you know, battle is just massive, and somehow I find myself there.
Orlando?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Hello.
This must have been an emotional journey for you, from being there, possibly the kind of two epics.
Yeah, it's been crazy to think that I was 21 when I got cast and moved out to New Zealand, 37 years. So it's a slightly perspective. But yeah, it's bittersweet. I hope Pete feels a huge sense of humor at this point, because I'm feeling a little bit of that. And very grateful being on the ride.
Evangeline, what a character. She has no fear. She fears nothing. Would you agree?
I totally disagree. I think that she's terrified of everything and that she overcomes those fears and does it anyway.
She hides it brilliantly.
Oh, great.
You hide it.
That's what elves are supposed to do. They don't show anything on the outside. It's all inside. Richard.
Well, what a journey he goes on in this film. Was that
Yeah, I'm trying to get through this question without repeating the word journey or story arc, but really, Florian has such an interesting story arc to play over three movies. And when does one ever get the opportunity to play a single story through three pieces? And, you know, the material is incredible, Tolkien is incredible, and the screenplay is absolutely fantastic. I was given some amazing dialogue to say, which I'm very, very grateful for.
Good answer, Richard. Peter. So you said that you have a responsibility with these films and these characters, I guess, as well. How do you look on that responsibility now that it's kind of finished and you've delivered these stories?
I don't have the responsibility anymore. I can go to the beach.
As you can tell, he does that a lot.
But any film is a responsibility because you're spending, you know, money that's not yours, so you've got to be responsible for that. I also feel very responsible for the fact that you're trying to entertain people, and you know, and for me, utter failure is to make a film that people go to and they pay their money to go see and they don't like. And so, you know, from that point of view, I'm sure there are people that have seen these films that don't like them, but the majority of people, certainly from what we can see, the majority of people have gone and enjoyed them, which is, for me, that's why we do what we do. The good people do charm the movies.
Martin?
Hello. What?
So I've got to get down the line and speed it up a bit. Not many times an actor gets a chance to revisit a character on more than one occasion.
Yes.
What does that allow you to do then as an actor? Does it kind of allow you more freedom, or is it an easier or harder opportunity as an actor?
Well, it gives you the opportunity to actually grow and expand inside what you're doing. So I love to expand inside Bilbo. Over a course of 3 years. What? That's the truth. And I'm only telling the truth, and now I'm being persecuted for it. We know another man that happened to, don't we? But within that, yeah, we all have. We're not retired. I was going to be so good on this. We have a long time to play and discover things our characters do. We don't just have 5 minutes. You have a long time to sort of play this, and if it's not your time to, because I was always having a conversation with Peter, when do I get to be angry? When do I get to sort of show that different side? And he would always be saying, it's coming, you know, don't worry, pace yourself. Exactly. You have to shape it out, and what you learn is to pace yourself, and you learn to, you learn patience, basically. Yeah. But that time that we want to play that, we want to show that about that character, it will come. But you just have to wait. And it's yes.
Thank you. So Ian,
Very good answer. Thanks very much.
No, I thought, so Ian, can I... Are you finished, Martin?
Yep.
So Ian McKellen, do you think you'll ever say goodbye, farewell, to Gandalf?
Oh, well, you see, the thing is, no, I said goodbye to Gandalf in 2000, when I left it in... Well, here we are, 2014, it goes on and on and on. But and has been the blessing of my professional life. Like all of the actors, we think we're so bloody lucky. There's nothing about luck in the making of the films, of course, that's the planning of the brilliance. But the chance that we were selected, wonderful. But I was just impressed last night by the age of the kids who stepped out all night to come and wish us well. And some of them weren't born in the last century when we started. Not born. So our work is part of their lives. And, you know, what are we doing it for? To have an effect. And that the effect could be that crucial to them. And that they're now going to show these films to their own kids. To have been involved in films that are now classics is overwhelming. You can't take any credit for it, but it just happened. And I just said, so in the end, it's not the end, it's the beginning now, as people see the film. And then we'll want to see the six of them. And that'll be a whole other new experience that none of us has been able to have until this last one that was made.
24 hours of joy. just to expand very slightly on something that Ian was saying, I mean, I was just thinking last night actually that we're about 3 or 4 years away from the generation that will see these films, the six movies, in the order that they should see them, in the story order rather than the order they were shot. Because, you know, children that are too young now, like 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, too young to see these films, in a few years, a very short time, they'll be able to start to see them, and hopefully they'll see them from the Hobbit 1 through to the Return of the King. So we're very soon, we're not going to have this sort of back to front thing. It'll be like, it'll exist as a six film, story that it should be.
Is that what you planned from the start?
Well, not The Lord of the Rings, I didn't know I was going to do The Hobbit, but when we knew we were going to do The Hobbit, we were always thinking of the full arc of the story, because there's a lot of stuff in The Hobbit that we did, that we planted, which is designed to, you know, for the people that do finally see it in the quick order, it'll make sense.
Can I bring it for the five, just on the side of the street? I mean, all the foundations were here in terms of, you know, the films that had gone before this, but does that make it easier in terms of kind of knowing where the end point is for you?
Having done the Lord of the Rings first, you mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it was luck that we actually did, I think, those films first, because I think we would have made a very different Hobbit if we'd started with the Hobbit, probably more of a children's tale. And you know, not to say that that would have been necessarily a bad thing, but we always knew, as Peter said, that these were going to be set against backdrop of films that were already in existence. And what I do love now is that we've seen, for example, the relationship of Gandalf and Galadriel, and that she comes to save him. And so when she's told in Fellowship of the Ring that he has died, it's going to play in a completely different way. So that's the experience that I think is going to be special for those people who can see it in that order.
Thank you. Luke.
I am.
Bar the Bowman.
Bar the lowly Bowman.
Everyone needs a Bowman to save them. Was it fun playing the hero?
Yeah. He wasn't a hero when I first read him on the page. He was just the lowly bargeman. I know what he was capable of and what he ends up doing in the third movie, but when I started playing him all those years ago, he was a father of three without a wife, and you know, he had a long journey ahead of him, but it was very satisfying last night to actually see the final the look of that rooftop sequence, which was the first thing I ever shot, wasn't it, Pete?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, he put me on wires and set me up the rooptop for 4 days.
There's a lot of scenes in this movie, this Battle of the Five Armies, that were shot 4 years ago, which is very strange.
That was 4 years ago. I missed the shot. Yeah, so I waited a long time to see that.
Ryan, what a great character that you have in Alfred. He really helps to set the tone, I think, as well, throughout the film in terms of...
The lower the tower,
it is. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say that, but in terms of did you really enjoy kind of, I guess, kind of bringing it to life? Did you get to play with kind of how where you took him, I guess, in terms of how...
Yeah, I think it was very clear on the page. So he jumped off the page to me from first reading of it, but yeah, we got to play around. I mean, it was a good opportunity for Pete to play with me and bully me a bit and go exit me. So it was great fun to be had with him, because he has a sort of foolish nature. He's a sort of dark, clownish character. So I enjoyed being able to find a little bit of me that's a fool, and a bit of me that is vain.
Quite a lot in there, actually.
And a bit of me that is sort of bitter and greedy and all those things, and exaggerate it and have fun being that person for a while. So it was a great treat to be him.
Thank you. Finally, Billy. Hello, sir, for the end. What a fitting end to this wonderful journey that you, with this song, The Last Goodbye. How did that come about?
I just know that I liked when I got the phone call, when I got the chance to go back to New Zealand and to work with Fran and Philippa so closely on writing the song. And it sort of organically happened, I suppose, because the song From Return of the King was in the trailer, and then we started talking about doing the song. And it sort of snowballed from there, you know?
Well, it was apart from, you know, the fact that you've got a fantastic voice, that, you know, we felt as an emotional thing, it was almost like a handover from the first three films to the second set of three films.
Yeah.
That Pippin sort of jumps in there to, you know, the beginning of his story.
I'll just think about that when you were talking about watching it in the right order. But it was great, it was so good to be down there, you know, in a different way. When you're used to being an actor and you leave it, to be there at the sort of last couple of weeks
and the excitement of putting it all together, you know. And getting to sit with Pete and as he edited it was, you know, a real treat. It was great.
Thank you.